Hello, everyone. Welcome again to another Word for Today with Ray. Always so blessed to know that you're out there listening, that you're learning, you're gaining knowledge of the Lord and His ways, and that's really what we want to do. We want to honor God with our time in His Word. And so let's go to the Lord and pray today that He will bless us as we share together. Heavenly Father, we do ask that You'd bless our time of study in Your Word. We know that without Your Holy Spirit, we won't be guided into any truth. We won't be empowered to live according to that truth. And Lord, we won't be pleasing in Your eyes. And we desire today, Lord, to be filled with the faith that You want us to be, to trust You in all things, regardless of what's going on in our lives. So fill us today again with Your Word, we ask. Bless our time together. And Lord, we'll bless You as we study Your Word. We thank You for these things in Jesus' name. Amen. The title to today's lesson is Christ is Preached, and it's taken from the book of Philippians, chapter 1 and verse 18. Paul the Apostle listed a number of ways in which brethren shared the gospel of Jesus Christ. He told the Philippian church that some shared with envy, strife, goodwill, contention, not sincerely, and others shared with love. Some of these men hoped to aid to Paul's afflictions by preaching in an ill manner, and others had a heart for the people and shared honestly. In chapter 1 and verse 18 of Philippians, we learn Paul's assessment of these different motives, where we read, "What then? Notwithstanding, every way, whether in pretense or in truth, Christ is preached, and I therein do rejoice, yes, and will rejoice." The verse begins, "What then? Notwithstanding, every way, whether in pretense or in truth, Christ is preached." Paul begins with the phrase, "What then?" or "What should the conclusion to all these ways of speaking be?" His question is rhetorical and means, "What does it matter? What difference does it make in the manner in which they speak?" He answered his own question with this conclusion: "Notwithstanding, or moreover, besides, but nevertheless, in every way, whether these share in pretense," which means under color, as though they would do something in pretense or ostentatiously, "or in truth, or what is true in things appertaining to God and the duties of man, moral and religious truth, Christ is preached." In other words, Paul the Apostle was able to rise above the motives of those who shared the gospel of Jesus Christ and note the value of Christ being preached. When weighed in the balance, the value of the gospel of Jesus Christ being shared outweighed the reason men were sharing it. The verse goes on to say, "And I therein do rejoice, yes, and will rejoice." Paul's reaction to the gospel being preached was, "I therein do rejoice," which means be glad, rejoice exceedingly, to be well or thrive. And as one time wasn't enough, Paul repeats himself and wrote, "and will rejoice." Both at the time he was writing these words and in his future, Paul rejoiced over the gospel of Jesus Christ being preached to people everywhere, wherever they were. Have we ever rejoiced over Christ being preached? Or are we so into the manner that people share the gospel that we cannot rise above and see the value like Paul did? Are the methods, motives, and the manner in which people share getting in the way of our noticing that Christ is preached? Sometimes traditions, patterns, habits, customs, and belief get in the way of seeing the true value of Jesus being shared with others. As we ponder Paul's words and attitude toward those who shared the gospel in his day, perhaps it will help us to step back from our normal ways of seeing things and weigh in the balances of our mind the fact that Jesus Christ is shared compared to the manner in which He is shared. May our Heavenly Father help us to weigh value in the same manner as Paul the Apostle did. Next time, Paul tells what he believes the result of these men sharing will be for him personally. So read ahead, and we shall join together then. Until tomorrow, there is more. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. May he make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace as you continue to study his word in Jesus' name.